Yeah. It's come like them want this while the poor man. Seems like you want to come about in the program. This is one. Yeah, sir. Big things are gone. Shut up a load, Marty, leave town and come across with him at the east. Don't chat about something in the city. Oh, na, na, na. Don't chat about something in the city.
Hey, today is the 27th of May, 2010. This is Andrew Hewitt. I'm here with Christopher Johnny Daly.
Johnny Daly in the building. Representing.
Representing a Jamaica that's in a state of emergency.
Yes, the state of emergency continues, my people. Of course, by 6 o'clock, everybody who lives in Kingston and St. Andrew have to take themselves off the street.
Including we, you know.
Yes, man, of course.
So
the offensive,
hurry up and tape this
the
podcast.
Offensive or the defensive continues in Tivoli Gardens.
That's right.
West Kingston and other, and its environs. And of course, new developments every single day. Mr. Hewitt, take us through those developments, please.
Well, we don't even have to wonder what it is that we're going to be discussing today. I mean, this has been the topic of interest for everyone all across the world the past couple of days. As someone said, news is a new entertainment. Granted, this isn't entertainment.
Yeah, well, you know, we couldn't pay for this kind of publicity that we're getting at the moment. It's a pity that it's not on the positive side.
We wouldn't want to pay for
it. But, I mean, ABC, NBC, MSNBC, German TV, of course, Japanese TV, all over the world.
All kind of NBCs and BCs.
Yes, and ABCs.
That are feeding people BSs.
Yes, the truth
of the matter is, Kingston is not Jamaica. That's the first thing we have to remember.
Yes.
Secondly, there's a lot of conjecture. A lot of misinformation and exaggeration out there. And that's one of the first things I wanted to cover, the misinformation that's spewing out all over now. I mean, Facebook, I heard the members of the government blaming Facebook and Twitter. No, I don't blame Facebook and Twitter, but I must admit that they have been helping the people on the networks.
Yeah, but the people behind using the mediums.
Helping to propagate and perpetuate false information.
So you can't blame Facebook or you can't blame Twitter.
No,
for allowing people to communicate in the kind of way that they can.
It's just that people are communicating incorrectly.
And irresponsibly.
Right.
But you talk about the communication and thing, but I lay a lot of blame still on the authorities for not coming forthright with a lot of information.
You are 100% correct.
In fact, they were way behind with this information center that they set up now at
That's
the hotel.
Right.
In fact, an information center should have been set up way before the offensive began.
Before it began.
So that people could know, go to a one place where they can get accurate, credible information about what you're going to do.
I agree with you
100%. Which leads us to wonder whether or not the whole thing was planned strategically and properly.
It just seems as if it's off the cuff, as if, you know, you have leaders now who seem... I remember you said something the last time, you know, Johnny, and that was even the title of the podcast. It seems as if we're having decisions without vision. People are thinking ahead before they make decisions.
Movie. Let me tell you about a movie.
Yeah.
We reach the climax.
No, this are the gunshot
action
part scene. Of the action
yeah,
part
action
of the movie.
Scene.
Yeah.
Gunshot about people are dead.
Yeah, man.
One of the things that you talk about, the communication that concerned me, what really concerned me, mm-hmm. and my biggest reason for coming here today, mm-hmm. is
with
that...
With your mango in a hand.
With my mango in a hand.
Just in case you don't get dinner for
you. No, I'm serious. Nobody not eat my mango today. But we have one of my mango.
Johnny come today with him grip and him mango. So in case him have a sleep at the studio,
yeah.
He have him clothes to change and him have him mango for you.
Yeah, I took a shot to drink it. Don't wrap him in.
So, oh gosh.
Let's say, January, we have to remember in all of this, that Jamaicans killing Jamaicans.
Yes.
And that is, to me, the atrocity here. Jamaicans, whether you're a police or a soldier, mm-hmm. or whether you decide you're going to be a gangster in the city mm-hmm. and defend
mm-hmm.
your turf,
mm-hmm.
Jamaicans are killing Jamaicans. And rich people, you know, police and soldiers are necessarily rich people, them.
Right.
Them have mother and father and grandparents and kids and family.
And don't forget the wife and the children.
Serious thing.
Since one of the policemen left his house the other day on his anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't make it back.
Yeah. So what we are talking about is a serious problem perpetuated over the years
mm-hmm.
that has been created over the years, mm-hmm. and now it's climaxing again with Jamaicans killing Jamaicans, and we have to find a solution. This must be a turning point.
What's sad is, and I tell you what, because there are a couple of things we're gonna cover, right? And while there are many who believe, and myself included, that something like this is needed, what's sad though is that there's this thirst for blood out there that we don't necessarily want. And also, as you said, Jamaicans killing Jamaicans, but you have many of the culprits, or who we deem to be culprits, yeah? We probably we probably have to call them alleged culprits, but many of them sleeping comfortably at night.
Look here, we not have to, you have, you have to do no admats. Mm-hmm. You not take no outlet for admats and a big scientist.
Right.
The youth, them from the inner city, not have no money for buy them gun there. When them get them money there from, first of all, those guns cost something.
And it's not just the money. How them get into the island when sometimes you try get in even a little fancy blackberry and got
there.
Yeah.
Them dig it like
so you board. Can bring in a grizzly big boar.
All right.
50 millimeter cannon. Mm-hmm. And you can't bring in even a little appliance coming in our country.
That's
come
what
on.
I'm saying. So, you see, so we know that behind the youths, them the actual guinea pigs
mm-hmm. right.
that you have busted
the
gunshot for you. Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you something. Every time it comes to this point, the only people who seem to die are the ones who the foot
always,
soldiers. It's never the people who are the architects.
That's right.
Of the whole thing.
And they live on to be to essentially architect yeah. another
create another situation
problem
somewhere,
later
so,
down
somewhere
the
else
yeah.
at the same place
yeah.
a little later.
Yeah.
And we want now how long Jamaicans and this is a serious thing now.
Mm-hmm.
I know this program is supposed to be a kind of
no man, cool, go ahead
but
man,
this is
a serious,
time. But when are we, the average citizen,
mm-hmm.
going to start showing our disgust? I hear there's a proposal for some
and
marching.
And not just on Facebook.
No,
talking,
about go to road,
and
stand
even
up and protest.
Us talking on the podcast are
stand
people
up, protest,
yeah, man, we need
physically.
To get out there. Get out there.
We have to show the world, and is, remember the world is here now. BBC has them camera there now. If the average citizen does keep sitting down, it tells the world that we are either condoning the what is going on in Tivoli,
mm-hmm.
or that we really don't know no better. Yeah. We don't know no better. So yeah. we're going to sit down and take wagwan. We have to do something, Bridget.
Yeah, you raise a very good point.
We have to do something, Bridget.
You know them say we are 9 day wonder.
This
and too often things happen in Jamaica. And we complain, we grumble, we talk. And that was one of the reasons for even starting the podcast. Now, we want to keep issues fresh in people's
alive.
Mind. And get people to probably start acting or reacting
this
to something that happened
under the rug.
Yeah.
It's something that can't happen now.
This is like a cancer, you know, man. And right now, what is happening is probably just a little chemotherapy, but we need to cut it out.
Renato Adams, in an interview, one of the mornings, the other day said that there are 80 based on the studies that he has done
mm-hmm.
and the Ministry of National Security have done is that there are 80 replica communities like a Tivoli Gardens.
Mm-hmm.
80
communities.
So what are we saying? Are we going to sit down for the rest of the year waiting for another attack in another what, 79 communities?
Yeah.
We have got to do this all over again. This is going to replicate. This is going to be replicated 79 more times.
First of all,
joke.
And you just mentioned it. You know, the architects. We need more than just forces storming communities. We need, for instance, the contractor general has been agitating to have more legislative powers to allow him to basically not just ferret out individuals, because what he's been able to do so far is to say, well, listen, this organization or this individual is going about this the wrong way. Make it public and then leave it up to the legislature to probably punish them. He needs to have the authority in legislation to mete out punishment.
This is serious. Yeah? The kind of changes that we have needed in the country in the island are fundamental.
Legislative changes.
Yeah, and yeah. Legislative changes are more than just changes that are geared towards crushing gang members.
Right. Because
the changes are also necessary for us to find a way how we can actually sieve the very people that sit and represent us in parliament.
Right.
So, in other words, we have the best people representing us at any one time. People we can trust, which is a major problem with the average citizen don't trust parliamentarians. Just like how we don't trust police.
We all know corruption is one of the main problems in Jamaica, and corruption goes from top to bottom. So we need to start there. We need to make sure that we have anti-corruption legislation and authorities with the power to punish these people in law. We also, as you say, it's not just the gangs. We need to have it in business as well. Because, you know, I hear that businesses, PSOJ, providing a freezer container for bodies down by the mug. Now, where were they when they were supposed to provide jobs and food and an alternative to a Robin Hood? down by Tivoli or
the big men, other the big men are going to give big speeches. At this point in time, I expect those big men to give big speeches.
The orator.
And I'm saying, if your business is downtown Kingston, the head of your business, you make the most money from downtown Kingston.
Mm-hmm.
At this time, when you're going to stand up and point fingers, it's not the time for you to be doing that.
Yeah.
I think the time for you now is to accept the part you've played over the years in the continuum of that kind of culture.
And that's what
I guess what
I don't
you
want
can't tell me
again,
that you can't tell me that as the big man or a big company downtown,
you're ignorant
of the garrison lifestyle or that you never met a gangster, or that you are a gangster and you never have a conversation.
You weren't financing it.
Not even financing.
Mm-hmm.
Even a condoning in terms of allowing certain things to flow by you.
Implicitly condoning.
Yeah, because you can't tell me
say
you have business down there.
Mm-hmm.
And a man never come to you yet and say, yo, boss, you don't know enough.
Yeah.
Who want control right or something today or yesterday? Say that against the law. Yeah. Say I'm a sort of protocol supposed to
be. So when I see a two regular and I forgot left a thing.
Left a thing with it. You know what I mean? Are you not right? I wouldn't want to come to you and say, yo, boss, we keep a Christmas shit.
Yeah.
I don't know. Who want to buy some school book and some bullet?
And you said that. Yeah, you know, you said that you are helping the community by providing for a treat, but you know. That because he's
you
the one who's fronting it. He's the one who's looked
you
upon
know that the man
as the person
keep
who take
treat.
Care of the community.
Yeah. You know, so the same man who keep the treat.
Mm-hmm.
And the same man, you have to pay extortion money
exactly.
at the end of the month.
Exactly.
Where the thing stop? Where the book? So you have a responsibility to pay one. That is your responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the average Jamaican citizen also have a responsibility. And our responsibility is to cry out when we say atrocities against our fellow man.
True.
And now it is going on.
Fear.
And we have to cry
fear.
Out.
Fear.
Yeah,
what about fear? Many people said that,
oh,
listen, our lives are going to be in danger if we... You remember we spoke about the whole anti-informer culture?
Yeah,
they're going to complain that their lives are going to be in danger. Some of the businessmen are going to say, well, listen, we're endangering our lives and our business and the lives of our staff members if we don't pay up extortion.
Angel, me and you know, say, fear... Is them call fear the mother? They call Tivoli the mother of all girls. Fear is the mother, the root of all this evil.
Mm-hmm.
The more guns you have, the more I fear you. The more, the bigger you're, stronger your power and your turf, the more I fear you.
Yeah.
The more talk you have, and therefore the more influence you have. No matter whether you have influence over the businessman or the people living in my community, fear is the nucleus that drive all of this. Fear is where the politician use. We forget people figure vote.
Oh, you are no vote.
I don't vote.
That's right. That's right.
Fear is the reason why some people will never, ever, ever open up about the truth about what the part they play in this matter.
And
fear is what make nothing for you take up the gun and actually boss it after somebody else.
Which means that fear is why we're at today.
Fear, serious fear. No, you conquer fear. How you conquer fear? You conquer fear by empowering people
with
the truth.
Uh-huh.
You conquer fear by empowering people with right.
And with knowledge.
With knowledge.
Because
you have right and might behind you.
Because I would say the majority of the population right now are not cognizant of what it is that they can do. What are their rights? What is it that they can do? What they're entitled to as citizens of this nation? How we can, for instance, stand up against corrupt politicians? How we can stand up against corrupt officials and stand up against gunmen and bad men?
We need to stop creating criminals too.
Mm-hmm.
How we create criminals?
How so?
The garrison communities.
Mm-hmm.
Are you to a group in a garrison community with a mother who, you know, basically if she don't work, I should do. If she work, she work in a. The area then, so she have a stall.
Mm-hmm.
So she work downtown, she have a stall.
Yeah.
So she hustle. She's a hustler girl, hardcore woman. The youth don't get the kind of attention because she owe their hustle.
True,
the father is a gangster figure.
What them say? 70% of households right now are single mothers.
Single mothers. Uh-huh. So the father is a gangster figure. The little boy who grew up with that father and that mother have a gangster influence.
Yes.
Straight gangster influence.
Yeah.
Now these communities are breeder systems, I call them, for young recruits in gangsters. And a real thing.
You know why I laugh?
Yeah.
Because the other day, I was complaining about some people, I see. Sometimes when you hear them either call into the radio or you see them on TV in protest, and it's hard for me to say, you know, that these are parents setting a bad example for children. I just say they are breeders setting bad example for the kids. Because that's at the end of the day, and people might be upset, but the truth of the matter is, I mean, parenting is something that should take planning. And if you never even planned before, you put in a lot of hard work. And it's not just finances.
No.
It's a legacy you pass on to your children and what you educate them, the principles that you instill in them.
Who you are.
And some of these people are not instilling good principles in their children.
Me go watch a movie at Crossroad.
Carrot. Okay.
Three little boy out there are hustling them thing. They mean I wash car, wipe car glass. Yeah. I don't know what them do.
Mm.
One of them upset him and say, "Yo, Johnny, drop a thing."
Sometimes you don't recognize him.
Yeah, man. No, I say, do have it right now. Because you're not obligated to have money otherwise
right.
for me.
That's right.
The youth response is, you're fed dead.
Yeah.
No, me say to him, about
what age?
You have talk about no more than 12. So you're talking about 10, 11, 12.
But you know them about it.
But I mean, I'm saying to you, now, him said to me for that. Mm-hmm. Now I'm saying to myself.
Because you not give him your money.
$100 or $50.
Oh, you owe him though from the last time.
I must have owe him because I didn't pay him.
Yeah, man. You go before.
No, me, I say him take it as job. He never said, boy, I'm too mean. You know, I mean, come on. Whatever things I'm going to say. Johnny, you told me.
Yeah.
Run me away. He's going to say, you told me, Johnny.
Boy, you make up all my money for lime chili.
Yeah,
boy,
I can't believe it. Nah, I'm not going to get a little bit of this fight. Where you too? Where you ugly like something? He's going to be fit dead.
For dead.
And I said to myself, wow, what a response. That sound like a little youth teacher can talk to. That doesn't sound like a little youth teacher can talk to. Where am I grow from? What kind of home I bring him? If him got to move from, me no give him $100 to me if he dead. Serious
yeah,
thing.
Yeah.
Back to this this attack here upon Tivoli and the environs and how it affects Jamaican people. One of the things I never understand is how the authorities never anticipate flare-ups in other sections of the island, like St. Catherine, where 19 people died within 2 days.
I was just talking about that with our producer, you know, Dean, and we're at Vigilante Studios, of course, recording. We record each week at Vigilante Studios in Kingston,
in
Jamaica. If you want to get in touch with us, you can get in touch with us.
With Vigilante us at style.
yardinfo@gmail.com. That's yardinfo@gmail.com.
Vigilante.
You can also call us and leave a voicemail at 206-333-1769. But I mean, Dean raised a very good point. You know,
Vigilante. I'll names we choose, Benjamin. I'll gangster names. I'm telling you, for legitimate business.
Yeah.
Vigilante Stroller.
Oh boy. Listen, Johnny, you make me lose my trainer.
No, but I really think.
Let's go in. What are we doing?
Good artists now are coming. You can imagine how Gadi Gadi coming at Vigilante's place. Gadi Gadi office. No, but you're talking about the app. We're talking about the insurgency and all that other communities.
You know, the fact of the matter is, you know, I don't know if people underestimate the reach of this man. This man I make JLP and PNP people eat food.
You mean the big man?
Yeah. Dudes the dads, I call him, you know.
Yeah.
You understand? Yeah, man, that dudes the dads. And I mean, you had to anticipate, especially because you are the one giving him multi-million-dollar contracts.
Mm-hmm.
Because we understand that the contract up by Don Robin, this big stretch where they're going to basically make it a dual carriageway, is a certain individual own the company that have the contract and there are more pending. So you have to anticipate that, listen, a whole bunch of people are eating food off of this one. Because
I can't really point the fingers for the one party. Because, I mean, I know say under the PMP, that man must make a whole heap of money for the 18 years.
No, I'm not. That's why I'm saying it's both sides of the aisle that have benefited because of this man.
Well, I tell you what, not benefiting. The good name of Jamaica not benefiting right now. And the good people who live in Tivoli who not involved in any war, are the youth them who will take exam, C-Sec exam and all the Caribbean exams, them get caught in this thing and get and the whole thing mash up for them.
And
the 300 man with them detained and a process now in the national arena. I never seen nothing so eradicated in my life.
No, listen now. This I'm not going to complain about, and let's look at the positive side of it.
Right.
We're not hearing that 300 men have been shot and killed and they engaged the police and they took evasive action and whatnot. They detained them. We have 300 men who are still alive. And while it is somewhat of a restriction of some of their rights, remember, this is a state of emergency. the police and the authorities do have some powers, and if they can check them and release them if them find somebody innocent, I'm glad to hear that they have 200 detained rather, or 300 detained rather than 300 dead.
Yes.
I'd prefer that.
To assist with your point, I'm also glad that the men who were on that list of names, mm-hmm. 28 mm-hmm. Names that were recently called out in the media.
Right.
What them called most wanted.
Mm-hmm.
At least 12 of them
turned themselves. Giving in themselves yesterday.
And I don't know if all of them dirty. Because mm-hmm. clearly forgiving yourself, it means that you might have some form of defense. Right. Or you can defend yourself.
Well, that's good too.
So that is yet to play out.
I mean, I hear that they gave
me more concerned about the one who never giving themselves.
I hear them giving themselves after, must say, 2 or 3 young men died at the hands of the police yesterday by Mount View. So people are wondering if them get the message.
To me, you must get the message for giving yourself.
Yeah.
What I'm also concerned about, you mentioned dead people, the fact that you have children and men being processed,
mm-hmm.
is that you also have some discrepancy with the numbers of bodies
right.
compared to the numbers of weapons
right,
found.
Tell me what you talk. Oh, you mean in terms of the 4 guns that they found?
Yeah, and then you have the 44 bodies compared to the 4 guns.
This is what I said. This is what I said, Johnny. And you can tell me what you think. But remember, you know, first of all, it's not like the police and the soldiers are shooting. Somebody dies, they go pick up that body. Sometimes, some of these bodies weren't found until Monday, after the whole shooting had been going on all of Sunday night. Some of the security force didn't even know that a man dead, yes, or a man dead.
So you're saying people could have picked up those weapons?
I'm not saying that people could have. I'm saying that's more than likely what happened. These guys are firing in concert at the police. And party dead beside him, man, I got draw for the weapon and take it himself.
All right, you understand? I take your point. Uh-huh. But the other thing that concerns me is that Bishop Blair, who is one of the people sent in, says that he saw bodies at the back of Chinese Cemetery. The explanation was that these were decomposing bodies.
Mm-hmm.
Now, serious thing.
Go ahead.
We don't know. I don't know. We don't know. Uh-huh. He does not know how these bodies, in terms of the numbers, add to the count of 44, or where them drop in terms of...
Yeah, that is a serious concern.
Yeah, so we have to watch that.
Because, you know what, I think the majority of Jamaicans right now want to side with the security forces. We heard, for instance, rumors of or tales of police and soldiers shooting one tunnel and then burning bodies, and Bishop Blair himself refuted that and said that's not
so. And I'm happy that those rumors were
but right. If we come to find out now that you're hurriedly burying bodies without some kind of due process. Then it begs the question as to what is going on, what you're trying to hide. So we want to know that they're doing the right thing. We want to know that. And, you know, our producer, of course, is reminding us, always on the ball, that it was at the back of Maypen Cemetery.
Maypen Cemetery?
Yeah, leave the Chinese people alone.
Actually, they mix up. That cemetery, they're big, you know. They don't have them kind of one.
But we always wonder what that name, Maypen Cemetery, and it's not there, Maypen.
You don't know. All right. Another thing, too, I mean, today, this morning, we woke up to the news that in Kirtland Heights, gunshots were ringing out.
Wow.
Police and soldiers had pretty much... attacked two homes.
And just a reminder for some of the listeners that are abroad. I mean, I know you remember, but some people may have left a long time. Kirkland Heights is one of the wealthy communities.
Well, upscale
communities in St. Andrews.
So the news also, from that news, we know that one person has died. And one person who has very deep family ties to the political arena.
Well, we want to be a bit careful on that because we still have no facts surrounding that case. But the truth of the matter is there was an operation.
We do know that one person has died.
Yeah.
We do know that there was an operation.
Right.
And what we do know is that clearly we don't know if there was a shootout.
Right.
We don't know if there was good reason.
Man, me here say helicopter up there and all manner of police and soldiers and
so we have to work out that. And those things, those incidents.
Yeah, we're talking about Tony Montana.
Those incidents will kind of help to put a bad light on the operation.
And the security forces.
Because you see, it will start to look like, okay, maybe you're using too much force here.
Yeah.
Because you have people dying in Tivoli, you have people dying in Kirkland Heights.
Uh-huh.
Where will the buck stop in terms of people dying?
Absolutely right. And, you know, as you say, there are some facts We don't have everything yet, but so far it seems a bit questionable.
Yeah.
We're going to wait until we get all the facts before.
Now, if you want to ask me, Andrew, if there's comedy to be had in all of this, I know that people might be saying to as a comedian,
Is there
any comedy to be taken?
Can you find a lighter side for this?
There is a lighter side.
I want to tell you, I have a theory, though, but you go and show it here.
Just right. A few things I observe about Jamaican people doing all of the melee going on. We don't seem to be afraid of bullets.
No,
I am convinced now.
No, when shot at us, we go to us. Which part of shot at us?
Definitely convinced about that. I see in the middle of the footage on TV, the shutter bus and police have to be running people.
Right.
Come out of the way.
What else you notice in that footage, Johnny?
The people, well, the police them in a helmet, vest, suit, knee brace, have a big gun. The people them are walk comfortably, like them over there, not now one.
Regular
clothes, bed, slippers, a jar, and I walk across.
Go on.
A man get shot now. I see a man who walking comfortably. The man never run to the hospital. We see the footage of the man walk slow going to KPH, like him I said.
You used to it.
Yeah.
But all I go on and I see police are take ground and as you said, them pad up and whatnot and the people in my walk like nothing. All the dog them see I take with themselves.
Dog,
I take with and run and I said, then all them Jamaican people are worse than even.
Yeah. What I like though is we have some very young, energetic news reporters.
Oh yes,
and
man,
they're trying their best to bring it to us the best possible way.
Yeah, man. Them
CVM Death Row TV,
man.
For more reasons than one, right now.
Pan
TVJ,
the groom,
TVJ,
pan the floor.
TVJ said about that threat against them, so they couldn't send out most of their reports. But the CVM ladies, them take it to
oh,
them.
Oh Lord, man.
Laying it on the ground.
Yeah, man.
Right now, their shots busting over my head. Pie, 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 pie. Right. Producers say, wow, where them girls? Them weird. No, I like though, there was one particular girl in Shatterbus.
Delona.
She didn't move. It's like she come from a garrison community.
I wonder if I Delona.
It's like she used to go on with a bus. Hey, boom! And she said, that sound like another girl. There's a. No! They're reporting as serious. And I'm saying, so they need a Nobel Prize.
They really did. I mean, I'm still. And I'm sorry, I have to be critical. I'm still not satisfied that we got as much information as we could have. But
I
give full credit to the reporters at CVM. I tell you, they're putting their lives on the line.
I must say though, ever since the British boys have come to the island, they are showing us up. They are showing us up royally.
You're talking about the BBC?
Yes, I saw BBC footage yesterday.
Listen to me, man.
When the man in my drive, come let them drive in the Tugs van.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's a Tugs van, the man in my drive get driving.
The BBC is one of them guilty of falling from your
The BBC man interview some youth. When they say, oh, come, all reporter couldn't interview them youth then.
Listen to me. The BBC showed a filed footage of, and more than likely it's Jamaican gunmen what them have for a long time. But they didn't say directly that these are the guys that are in Tivolino. What they said is, these are the young men the cops are fighting against. Which suggests that at them they don't have Tivolino.
But BBC
but
file
they, footage.
No, Benjamin.
A file footage.
Them BBC reports, they are cool. Them when they come like Slemmy. He's not the thing already. Well, look at them. People, it's all happening. I just want to say today, and this is serious now. To the unknown information, to the unknown lives that are snuffed out, for the blood that is spilling and continues to spill, and that has been spilled, I think this nation owes those families dear.
A debt of gratitude.
It's a debt of gratitude, but also it is also a bad stain on us. That we need to do some kind of repentance, or there's something that symbolically we need to recognize this so that we can move on from cleansing has to happen.
There are some systemic problems in this nation right now, and that's why I'm saying, just going to the 80 communities, while it is important, will not solve our problems.
Gunshot never do it.
Yeah, we need social,
religious, and spiritual intervention.
Thank you very much, Johnny. You said it right. All these aspects of society, in terms of religion, or socialization with each other,
education,
these things need to be fixed, and things need to be fixed in legislature as well. I tell
the
you
mentality
what, though,
of the people must be free.
I want to personally say, I mean, even the soldiers and the police, and they bear the brunt of our criticism all the while.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? I'm thankful for them right now. I really hope for the best for them. That many, we don't hear of any more casualties. We hear of one policeman who left his home on his anniversary and never made it back.
Yeah.
Who was ambushed by criminals. I want to tell you just a little anecdote. You know, my brother called my mother the other day in the heat of everything. In Bridging, just called him. Boy, hungry. I beat them down there like slave.
Mm.
And, you know, my mother rustled up some stuff and send down, she thinks she has send down a food for a man. Oh, well, we understand, so a four of them share it up.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it does go to, they couldn't move. Then, so I don't want anybody now to start saying them not nah, provide food for the man. It's just a case that they couldn't move from where they were.
We
were close enough.
It's alarming.
The soldiers.
Mm.
You understand? We were close enough so that they could send somebody to come pick up something. And the truth of the matter is they're out there dying for us. You understand? Four or five individuals, I think it's three policemen and one or two soldiers, have died
in order that
we can have a better country. You understand? So we have to be thankful for that. We know we criticize them for that, and they do deserve some criticism sometimes, but right now I think they need our support. And we also need to hope and pray that, you know, we don't have a whole lot of innocent people dying under the guise of criminality. Yeah, just shine him light our way, you know?
Yes, mm-hmm. people. So I would just say, for those of you who are listening to the podcast abroad,
mm-hmm.
we want you to continue to pray for us as a nation and continue to also listen to this podcast and give your views. Make sure you give your views online and tell us what you think of the discussion.
Well, speaking of giving views, Mayanaka in the chat room is saying, how many people have this viewpoint, you know? And we're going to share people's viewpoint. We don't necessarily have to agree with it, but the fact of the matter is that the entire organizations known as Parliament and the JCF are irrevocably corrupted, and there needs to be an abolishment and restructuring. So that's my Anarchas view in the chat room. You can join us in the chat weekly, and I tend to post it on our Facebook page. It's a long URL, so just add us on Facebook and
you will get all the information. Like an anarchist kind of change.
I tell you, you know, like you want a revolution.
Yeah, because I mean, the truth is, we as citizens, unless there's going to be a kind of a rise up, a revolution,
mm-hmm.
we can't just go in there and take everybody out of parliament.
No, we can't.
There must be, there is due process.
But we need a revolution of sorts.
We need a revolution, and the very people who sit in parliament,
mm-hmm.
perhaps they need to show their own maturity now and how much this thing has affected them by leading the charge, leading that revolution.
I tell you already, Duena, that I'm jaded as far as Parliament and our politicians are concerned.
Oh, come here, you have to book
my flight out of this place just in case. I don't understand. Let me see you with your grip and you complain about me and my flight.
No.
Mayanaka sent me a link. I was actually trying to check it online, but the story is no longer available.
Okay.
Yeah, misinformation.
Yes.
I want to say one thing. I'll go back to that a little bit. We continue to see international media. Some of them. Jamaica erupts in violence. Turmoil in Jamaica. There's turmoil in Kingston, St. Andrew, and some parts of St. Catherine. Yeah? Jamaica has not erupted in violence. And people need to, and as a matter of fact, the majority of the tourists that come, you come to the North Coast, which is basically a couple hundred miles away from the capital.
We know, though, mm-hmm. that the propagandists abroad don't have any filter when it comes to some of the information.
That seems to be right.
Because it is easier to say Jamaica than Kingston and St. Andrew. Mm-hmm. Because, quite frankly, people are going to recognize Kingston and Jamaica much more readily than Kingston and St. Andrew.
So for expediency, they're going to label us
Jamaica,
terribly.
We're an island, we're a dot, so it must be big, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It must be a huge thing, man. These guys are a dot, man. They're an island, oh my God. This thing wants to be spread all over. So, I mean, I was on the North Coast when the initial thing broke out. In fact, South Coast, I was in Negril.
Mm-hmm.
And when you talk about two worlds apart, that's exactly what the situation is in Jamaica right now. Once you leave Kingston.
Right.
Once you leave, in fact, once you leave downtown.
Yeah.
Once you leave.
But I was
downtown
in
Kingston,
halfway tree and
it's two different worlds apart. And Jamaicans and people who've been to the island should know this. That we're not all under siege. and that we're not all dying down
here. I'm glad you can speak to this personally, because people need to understand. I mean, people keep calling, keep saying they're panic, they're wondering what is happening in Jamaica. Yeah, it's bad, you know. And I'm not trying to say that it's not bad.
Right.
But it's not bad in Jamaica. What is happening in several communities in Kingston and a couple of parts of St. Andrew and St. Catherine.
Now, if those reports from ABC and other stations who have carried a story about our government and members of parliament who they've called
who are
names
criminally affiliated
with according the so-called to ABC drugs man that we're trying to serve a warrant now. If that information, if them have that information,
they should let us know about
them,
it, don't you
then,
think?
Then I suspect that one, them going back up the them story by letting out that information. But I also suspect a firestorm of a response from those members of government
who have
been implicated and called.
Yeah.
And if that firestorm don't come, it not gonna look good to the Jamaican people, and it won't look good for the rest of the world.
It makes them look suspicious.
That's correct.
Yeah. Another thing about the whole bunch of misinformation, you know, and I tell you what, MSNBC and noticed. They've been trying to do a good job in saying Kingston is where the flare-up is.
Mm-hmm.
Putting probably little maps and showing, etc. Mm-hmm. But citizen journalism, we've seen the best and the worst of citizen journalism throughout all this. The best, the fact of the matter is, as hard as CVM trying and some of the others, they can't necessarily get in where the action is. And you have people who...
They're not being allowed.
Right. We have some people who are brave. They're not joining them. Supposed to be there. They lock up and they might take picture with cell phone camera and digital camera.
I am hoping that some of those footage, that kind of footage is being held back right now. People who in the area must have phones with cameras on it.
Well, some of it has... some of them hit
YouTubes.
They hit the... Not videos per se, but we've seen some pictures of dead bodies, some pictures of the conflict that's happening. We've seen them on TwitPic, seen them on Facebook, etc. And I think that is probably the best of citizen journalism, because that is factual. That is something that we see.
Right.
You can interpret it as you choose to. What I think is the worst now is, for instance, on the Yard Info Facebook page, you know, you have people constantly, they think they're probably doing a good job updating the news reports, and what they might do is put the confirmed and the unconfirmed before it. But I've seen things that them put as confirmed, then them put it back as unconfirmed, then them
say them. We have to filter that information.
I mean, this is what is causing the panic, especially abroad.
Yeah.
And for people who don't live in Kingston, who think that, oh God, the whole place are burned down. You understand? And some of it are some silly stories too.
So we're asking those people, if you know the information isn't confirmed, sometimes somebody BB or something, don't just broadcast it.
Yeah, man.
Check it first.
Let us wait until the what they call it, the information center.
Corroborated.
Yeah, let's wait until it's corroborated by the information center or by the CCN, who I think basically, I mean, this is the provenance. This is the source of the most important information, the Constabulary Communication Network. Let us wait until they have something to say.
Our reputable news stations.
That's right.
Who have to.
Although they have been guilty.
Yes,
as
but
well,
we know that the libel laws restrict them to the point where they must at least check these things.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, and this is confirmed information. I'd like to say condolences personally to all family and friends of O'Neill Edwards.
Oh, yes.
Member of voicemail that has passed on yesterday at about 2 o'clock.
Finally, the committee in.
Yes. It's been a very tough time for a lot of people since he was shot brutally. And we know not even the death of the apparent
criminals, and
the apprehension of one has appeased anything.
Yeah, yeah.
And it almost feels like here is somebody that has touched the island and touched the world on our behalf, and he is Jamaican and we know him.
It was what, 2 p.m. Yesterday, the 26th?
Yes. And so I think we really should try and use O'Neill's passing since it happened under such gruesome circumstances as a rallying cry another one, another rallying cry, yeah. something that people can actually know of and touch, where we can say, this is another reason why we need to get the guns off the street.
I tell you
and
what.
And this is another reason why we need to re-educate our people.
I remember we spoke of it when it just happened, and we were saying, well, listen, and we still stick by this. There are many people dying in Jamaica, not just O'Neill. But Statius was here at the time, and she made something of a good point where she's saying, well, you know what, this is the person that is close to you. And sometimes it takes it happening close to home for you to actually say, as you said, it doesn't matter the fact that, listen, somebody who's listening has lost someone else and somebody else. As long as there's something that causes the rallying cry, we need to be thankful and we need to just do it. You know, I'm sorry that perhaps someone passed away for you and we were all silent. The truth of the matter is, don't know if this is what it takes, if this is the impetus. Let us just latch on to it. Let us seize it. Let us not allow all of this to just blow over. And I hear people saying they can't wait for things to get back to normal. What is normal? Being afraid of gunmen locking up in your house. A man will come to you, as they say, this little boy, I got beg your money, and then tell you, say, you're dead.
Facts, that is normal. The gun's not barking no minute now, man.
I don't want that normal again, Johnny. I don't want that. That's not how we're supposed to be living, like puss and dog in our country. Mm-hmm. And we are good people. Jamaicans are beautiful people.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes.
So, you know, condolences to everyone who has lost someone. But sometimes it's when it hits close to home that you say, listen, something need for do now. And if that is the impetus, then let us just do something. Let us not give up on this and let it all go back to how it was. Let us find out what we as citizens can do, how we can effect change.
Jamaicans, we have to rise up. So, thanks for listening to the podcast today.
This has been another Yarding for Podcast.
So, you two making an awful inquiry up, as usual.
As usual, you can get in touch with us at yardinfo@gmail.com. That's yaadinfo@gmail.com. You can leave a voicemail at 206-333-1769. Join us in our conversations on Facebook. Just do a search for Yardinfo, YAADINFO, or just facebook.com/yardinfo, and you can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/yardinfo. It was good having you all here. Glad that we're alive and well to do this podcast.
Follow me on Twitter, Johnny Boss.
Johnny Boss is also on Twitter, twitter.com/Johnny Boss.
Yeah man.
So Johnny, I got to take him grip now, see if he can make him way home. Rest of us will also have to see if we can find some mango.
Man, we can start on colonial mango.
No, I don't think nobody wants to wear a colonial mango. Johnny.
About perfume.
Thanks again for joining us, folks. My name is Narisha in the chat room.
A
couple of other guys. We want to tell you thanks for being with us. We hope to see you again next week. Eh?
Bless.
Take care.